So during this 8:15 sitting meditation, for about the first 10 days of this retreat, we'll be giving you meditation instruction. I want to check in with the sound. Can people hear me all right? Okay, great. Thank you. So in light of that, kind of the theme for today is really taking some time to gently arrive and settle into the space of retreat here. And I do want to acknowledge probably all of you are in different stages of arriving here, all the way from those of you who part of your body's here and the other part is in some other country as you're navigating jet lag and either you're super sleepy or you're super awake but in a jangly way and you can feel your system still trying to navigate arriving into this time zone. Or maybe for others, there's a feeling of nervousness about being here. The thought of 6 weeks or 3 months. Or others, excitement, you know, or grogginess. So just acknowledging that. And within this theme of gently arriving, settling into the space of retreat together, I'm going to be offering you one instruction, just one instruction to begin to become curious about. And that's this instruction to begin to use an anchor to stabilize the attention. And really this one instruction, utilizing an anchor, something like the breath, and if the breath doesn't work for you, maybe the feeling of the body sitting, or the activity of hearing. This one instruction of utilizing an anchor to stabilize the intention is something that we're going to be going over the first 4 days of this retreat. So it is true that usually the anchor that is encouraged to use is the breath. An anchor being something that we can bring the attention back to. And if the breath is problematic for you in some kind of manner, usually what I've noticed, maybe 3% to 5% of yogis, of practitioners, the breath just doesn't work. And utilizing simply the feeling of the body sitting or the activity of hearing is a wonderful alternative. And I want to point out, there's nothing like something magical about the breath. It's just something that can offer a quality of stability to come back to. The skill, at least for me, that I've realized around beginning to learn this art of utilizing an anchor like the breath is having this quality of ease, of gentleness in this process. I think quite embarrassingly, I have to admit, probably I spent too many years of my practice trying to get my attention to stick to the breathing. And there was almost like this over-efforting, this tightness, this clamping down. For me, it was around the breath. And the image sometimes I give to myself to counter that is it's more like the experience of taking in the experience of a sunset, where there's the experience of that and there's an opening or a receiving of that experience rather than trying to force the attention on the experience of the sunset. It's just opening to that, settling into that experience. So I invite you to have that quality. For example, if you're using the feeling of the breathing, what is it like to open to the feeling of the breathing, to receive it? And the feeling of the attention settling into the experience of the breath. Or it could be the same if the breath is problematic, allowing the attention to settle into the feeling of the body sitting. To receive the activity of hearing, to receive sounds. Just as I mentioned that right now, you might get a feeling sense of that, the feeling of receptivity, of settling. Not the demand of forcing or clamping down on an experience. Also, what I found helpful for this utilizing an anchor to stabilize the intention is if, for example, in the breath you notice something pleasant about the feeling of the breathing, to savor that. And when I use the word savor, I want to distinguish that from grasping. A word to signify this kind of opening and settling into. But a pleasant experience can really lead to our physiology settling. And it's true, you don't get to choose, right? You're going to notice something pleasant in the breath, or it's going to be unpleasant, and if it's unpleasant, you just need to be with that, or if it's neutral, just being with that. And yet, if there's something pleasant, it can be a really great gateway for this stabilizing the attention. And there's physiological significance to letting in the pleasant if you find something pleasant around it. And the reason for that is that when my physiology is in a place where it can allow a pleasant experience in, it's giving my whole system the cue that things are relatively safe right now. And when it gets the cue of that things are relatively safe, it can settle. Because so often, especially in this modern living that we're thrown into, our systems can be have a little bit of a hypervigilance to it, a little bit of an edge of not being quite sure if this moment is safe. And so allowing in the pleasant is going to prime our systems towards settling. You know, for example, if a mountain lion is chasing me, allowing in the pleasant is not what is my physiology is not going to be interested in that, right? It has other things to take care of. So we want to prime for something different. So you might want to play around with that. And yes, this is challenging. You know, the breath or the feeling of the body sitting or sounds, for the most part, aren't as grand and dramatic as watching a sunset. It takes patience and a gentle perseverance. Also, what's been helpful for me is to remember, for example, around this instruction that I'm offering you, the instruction is around a particular intention I'm inviting you to place. Place in the attention to allow the awareness to settle around the anchor. And then whatever happens, happens. Right? So not being so outcome focused, but more the practice of placing that intention again and again and again, in a very gentle, relaxed way. And of course, as I offer you this one instruction to begin with, utilizing an anchor, of course, it's not forgetting your sense of how to practice Vipassana meditation. Right? Of course, when the mind gets pulled away from the anchor, gets pulled away from the breath, for example, to pause, to notice what's going on in that moment. That moment is just as valid for a moment of mindfulness. To notice, thinking. Well, the mind's lost in thought. Oh, there's a sensation that's happening. Oh, this is an emotion that's arising right now. Oh, interesting. Here's sleepiness. Yep. Lost in sleepiness. To pause with that experience, to notice it, to bring mindfulness to it, whatever's arising. And then only after that, coming back to the anchor. Not like this obsessive, I need to always be with the anchor, but utilizing it skillfully in this manner. So again, the theme for today, arriving very gently, softly into this retreat container together. Exploring this one instruction to begin to use an anchor to allow the attention to stabilize, to settle. That anchor, the breath. If the breath is problematic, take some time to notice if one of these other anchors might work, such as simply feeling the body sitting, or utilizing the activity of hearing. In light of this, if you haven't already done so, allowing the attention to come inward as we begin to sit together. And I now invite you to allow for a quality of relaxation in the body. Relaxation is so important as a way of beginning. In particular, allowing for a quality of relaxation in the feet and the legs. Allowing the pelvic floor to open and settle downward. Allowing for a quality of relaxation in the hands, as well as the arms. And allowing the shoulders to drop downward. Allowing the back to be upright yet relaxed. allowing for a quality of relaxation in the belly, the stomach, and the chest. Allowing the jaw to loosen and the muscles in the face to relax. And now you might want to allow the eyes to rest back into their sockets. And when the eyes rest back, you might feel another quality of relaxation come into the body. I now invite you to begin to receive, open to some kind of anchor, maybe the feeling of the breathing. Possibly feeling the breathing at the abdomen rises and falls. Or the chest cavity expanding and contracting, just the natural breath. And if the breath is problematic for you, exploring using the feeling of the body sitting as an anchor, or the activity of sounds coming and going. Cultivating a strong curiosity about how the breath feels. Or cultivating a strong curiosity about how it feels, the body sitting. Or about sounds coming and going. And if you're noticing something pleasant in the anchor, for example, in the feeling of the breathing, savoring that, making much of it, not grasping, rather opening. Even a slight smile on the face can help prime in that direction. And when you notice the attention has been pulled away from the anchor, pulled away, for example, from the feeling of the breathing, to not forget how to practice Vipassana, to pause, to notice what's going on. Maybe thinking has occurred, or an emotion has arisen, or a strong sensation has arisen. To notice that with mindfulness. And then return very gently to the anchor. So continuing on in this way.